drops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with string. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudel, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wing. These are a few of my favorite things.
It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, expect music like this, because the way, best way to say it. Ashley Brown, a Broadway star who was Mary Poppins in the Mary Poppins Broadway musical back in 2006. Also, Belle and Beauty and the Beast will be in town starting on Friday at Mary Mary Chicago, her second time through at the Symphony Center for the big holiday program that includes members of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra and Chicago Children's Choir. Ashley Brown, second time through to this program. Good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Of course. Thanks for having me back.
So I love that. I mean, we talked last year at this time. It's funny because the dates are almost identical, the same days. But
deja
I mean,
vu.
It is something that is becoming a tradition for you. Why come back? Why continue to do Mary Mary Chicago?
You know, I love, 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 love Chicago. And I just had the best time last year doing this concert. The audiences are amazing and people bring their families and everybody's celebrating the holidays. And, it's just in this orchestra, I'm lucky enough to go all over the world to sing with orchestras, and they're one of the best. And I just love it.
You know, there's a difference, and we talked about it last year, but there's a big difference between singing to orchestra when you're in a Broadway musical and singing with an orchestra on stage.
Absolutely.
And you've carved out a niche in the way that you are continuing your career in singing with orchestras on stage. Talk mm-hmm. about that difference and what you have to do to approach that as a professional.
There's a huge difference, and one of my favorite differences is, you know, when you're singing with a symphony, you are making music with those musicians. Music is happening in front of you together. On Broadway, you know, they're in the pit and you very rarely get to see who is playing for you. And you're not, I mean, it's just a different muscle. You're trying to create basically the same show every night and you have
right.
to keep within the guidelines. And here, you know, you're on stage with them, so you feel them, you feel each other breathing. And it's just more just in the moment.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about it, is if I hold a note a little longer, Emil, the maestro, follows me. And everybody's just kind of finding their own way. And there's different solos. It's not just me. It's more of a group effort. That's how I view it. I know I'm standing in front, but at the same time, I try to feel it's just more of a group effort.
You know, you don't think about that, but the pursuit of theater, especially mm-hmm. when it comes to Broadway, is to be as consistent as possible every single night. When you're doing 8 shows a week,
yeah,
the idea really is to put out a consistent product, a flawless, consistent product every single night. That's
exactly.
because it's the first time someone's going to see it.
Yeah.
And there really isn't a lot of room for improvisation because everybody has to hit their part at the right
exactly.
part. Right?
And there's so many technical aspects to Broadway, too. It's like if I were to hold note a little longer, or the orchestra doesn't have that same note, and maybe stage management has a cue on that exact word, and if I don't say the word at that time, everything trickles down, you know. I mean, there's a little freedom with the dialogue,
right,
and you
right.
want to stay in the moment, but at the same time, it's more strict.
When you're playing in a setting like Orchestra Hall with members of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, how much do you have to be on the same page with those musicians? Because you're coming in, you know, you come in for the run.
Mm-hmm.
Rehearsal time is limited because they have the other gigs.
Yeah, 2 hours.
Yeah, they have,
right. 2.5 hours.
So what do you do in those 2.5 hours to get on the same page for the review or the music that you're going to perform this week?
I come in as prepared as possible, that if I had to get out there and sing a cappella, I could. Not that that would ever happen, but I just come in very prepared. They get to look at their music. I don't. But at the same time, they are top-of-the-line musicians, and they come in and can read music and have practiced. And so it's just kind of – then we have the time to combine, where if I'm really prepared, they are really prepared, then we can make music. And we just kind of run through the songs, and when we hit a speed bump, we stop, we work it out, and we go do it again. But, like, that's what's really exciting is people assume we've rehearsed for weeks and
right.
weeks and weeks, and it's 2.5 hours. And that's why it's all about – listening to each other. And the visual I like to use when singing with symphony is they're on a train and you see this train coming at you because, you know, it's like 70 plus pieces and I'm one person. I'm not going to win. And my visual is the train's coming. So either you jump on the train and go with them or you get hit by the train.
It's a very strong visual.
Yes, I like to be on the train with them, just riding in the front.
Ashley Brown in studio with us. She's going to be the guest vocalist for Merry Merry Chicago, which is going to be at Orchestra Hall coming up starting on Friday and running through the 23rd. Tickets at cso.org. What comes first for you? Does musical theater come first and get you prepared to work with ensemble and orchestra? Or is it something else? I mean, did you learn to sing in ensemble or sing with an orchestra before you got to the stage?
No, I never. Well, actually, I take that back. I was part of Pensacola. I'm from Pensacola, Florida. Well, Gulf Breeze, Florida. It's a small town next to Pensacola. And I was part of the Pensacola Children's Chorus from fourth grade all the way through high school. And we were very similar to the Chicago Children's Choir, where we had the opportunity of singing with our local symphony and as a choir and kind of doing it that way. But professionally, I didn't sing with my first symphony until after I had done a lot of Broadway shows. I knew it was something I always wanted to do because I love music and I love to sing. But so it's kind of a skill I learned growing up, but never as a soloist like I know now. But it's a different beast. I remember the first time I did it, just hearing, you know, because it's such a big orchestra, like learning, like for me now, when I look at music, I'm like, oh, the violin's giving my cue. The flute gives me my cue. It's not just piano or the harp. Oh, and you have to like, I have to track it out. Like, oh, who gives me my downbeat at that certain measure? Or
I can't even imagine.
I know. It's like, I try to make it look like I'm just singing.
Yeah, I just looked for whatever musician's doing the head nod. And now and you're like, now I start singing.
Exactly. That's amazing.
Because, you know, your experience in being in that choir in Pensacola, or in Gulf Breeze, you said, but the idea of being in a children's choir, how much did that help you in following your dream to Broadway? I mean, to having that discipline at such a young age.
Oh, I mean, it gave me my platform, not to mention still to this day, the best friends I've ever had. And because it's even if you're not, I mean, I'm the only one that went on to a lot of people have been successful that were in choirs, a lot of TV and film and blah, but going on to Broadway, even if you don't do anything in that field, it just teaches you so much. It teaches you discipline. It shows you how to show up to something and to be a part of something, to work in a group setting, to listen, to all those things that kids need to know. And I definitely think, and it taught me everything. It gave me my love of music, honestly. I'm the youngest of four. Nobody in my family is musical, like, at all. And I was horrible at sports. My siblings were really good, and I always kind of felt left out. And I'm like, oh, gosh, what's going to be my thing, you know? And I remember being in children's chorus, and I remember singing that first note and be like, this is it, honey. And I just loved it. It gave me my, like, outlet to do something. And I was actually, and I'm like, and I'm kind of good at it? This is awesome. And I loved it. And I loved performing and you know, my parents always say they wish I came with an instruction booklet because I was kind of like, hello, world. What do you have for me? Yes, I did that with jazz hands, everybody. And so that's why I love singing with the Chicago Children's Choir, because I look at them in their little uniforms and just singing Christmas songs. And it just, I hope they know how important this time is.
Broadway star Ashley Brown in studio tonight. She is going to be the guest vocalist at Merry Merry Chicago, which is the holiday program, one of the holiday programs at Orchestra Hall for Chicago Symphony Center. Members of the CSO, also the Chicago Children's Choir, will be there. It runs through the 15th to the 23rd. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break, come back, and we'll talk about Christmas songs.
Great.
Ashley Brown, stay with us. Welcome back to Download Here, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Ashley Brown in studio tonight. She is the guest vocalist for Merry Merry Chicago, which is at the Chicago Symphony Center starting on the 15th, running to the 23rd. Merry Merry Chicago becoming a tradition down at Orchestra Hall. Members of the CSO perform, as well as the Chicago Children's Choir performing holiday classics, if you will. Ashley, you know, it's amazing to think that you've had such success on Broadway performing such iconic shows and music like Beauty and the Beast or even Mary Poppins. But, I mean, this is Christmas music. There are Christmas carols and songs. Talk about your draw. What draws you into coming back to do Merry Merry Chicago again?
You know, I love the freedom that they give me with my arrangements, you know. So when I do bring my arrangements, like my Christmas arrangements, what I love to do is everybody does want to hear their favorites and their classics. But with my arrangements, I try to make them a little different. Not take away the melody or the right. song that anybody knows, because I hate when people do that. And you're like, what song is that? but I do try to really make them my own, where it's not just Jingle Bells and not just Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. It just, whether it's still the song, but just the orchestration's a little different, and the interludes are a little different, and the melody, there's some key changes, and just kind of make it fun so the audience actually listens again versus like sings along.
Right, right.
You know?
If for you, I mean, how much input do you have on the selections, the songs that are going to be performed in Merry, Merry Chicago?
A lot. You know, I really try to be as much of a part of programming as possible with all of my shows, whether Christmas, Broadway, no matter what time of year I'm singing. Because I really, I love, you know, being able to build a show. And what I love with Emile Decoux, our maestro, is we really have been emailing back and forth for probably a year, being like, what can we do to make this evening really, really special? And so he's like, these are the charts, these songs I want to do, and here's this. And I was like, these are the songs I want to do. And we really just put together something really cool and work together. And it makes it so much more fun that
right,
way.
Right. For you, what's a Christmas classic that you have to do in a show?
Well, O Holy Night, I love doing. And I also love doing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Those are my two go-tos. O Holy Night was my very first solo in church when I was about 7. I did not have a 70-piece orchestra. But it always brings me back. And whenever I'm home for Christmas in Florida, I still go back to my little church in Gulf Breeze and sing it. With my pianist.
You do?
Yeah. And everybody's like, really? You sing every day? And I said, I love it. It's the same walls. And the Johnsons still sit on pew 2. And like, it's the same view, except just everybody's older, you know? But and so I love doing that because it reminds me where it all started. And so those are my go-to.
Well, those songs and a lot of the Christmas fare, they do that. There's something about tradition, and there's something about memories and where you heard this song and where you performed this song. And as you just mentioned, going back to your home church to be able to sing the same song you did when you were 7.
Yeah.
I mean, there's something special in the way that this music extracts emotion from
us. It's so true. It always, there's something about, you know, all the holidays, but especially Christmas, that it makes you think about the past and be thankful for it and thankful for the people you have in your life. And it's with the world, it's so chaotic all the time. And I think it's really hard to find those moments. And that's why I'm really excited about these concerts, is I think there's tons of moments here where people are going to find such peace and just have the moment of silence where they're just in the most beautiful concert hall, listening to the most beautiful symphony with these beautiful kids. And it's going to be really special.
You know, the Ashley Browning Studio, you can get tickets for Merry Merry Chicago at CSO.org. This is Merry Merry Chicago, which is the 15th through the 23rd. And it also features members of the CSO as well as of the Children's Choir, Chicago Children's Choir. Working with kids and working alongside choirs, I mean, you have that experience in your life, as you mentioned in this interview before. But, I mean, how does that add to the challenge of making sure everybody's on the same page in such a short amount of time?
Well, they come prepared. They come so prepared. Sometimes I'm like, I better be really. They are so amazing. I sung with them last year as well, and they're fantastic and give me so much energy. It's such a gift. We sing together for the finale of the show, and it's this really great holiday hits medley. I don't want to give too much away, but it is so much fun. Dolly Parton might be involved. and so the kids just sing, and I'm just so excited. It's gonna be really fun.
All right. So, you know, as we wrap up here, I'm interested in, you know, this kind of performance that you do, because you do the Christmas shows and you also do Broadway selections and you perform with symphonies around the country and around the world. But talk about that. I mean, because you, and we talked about this last time, we didn't spend a lot of time on your Broadway career, but you have done the Broadway musical. And now you find yourself in what is considered almost like rotation in the way that you're performing with all these symphonies. Is this the direction you want to go with your career? I mean, can you do both?
I definitely can do both. I'm a mom now, and I'm just very picky. And I love the concert because I can go out and be Ashley. I can go out and sing like me and just dress like me and all those kind of things. And it gives me a great balance of being able to be a mom and to be able to still do what I love to do, because I am absolutely want to show my daughter that she can do anything she wants to do and that mom is doing exactly what she wants to do, you know. Happy wife, happy life, you know, as they say. And I definitely want to be back on Broadway. It's my dream. It's all of this is my dream, honestly. But I want it to be the right show. 8 shows a week is a really, really tough schedule. And so it has to be something my heart is 100% in. Done it, and it's very hard. And I have never done it with a kid.
It's an industry, and we've talked about this a lot on this program, that a lot of people, what you see on the surface level when you see the marquees and the people in the show, that's just the tip of the iceberg underneath all the workshops, the creative, the projects that don't go anywhere. So even finding a script and a show that you want to attach yourself to because you feel passionate about doesn't necessarily mean it's going to make it to the marquee in months.
Exactly. And that's where our business is very hard. But I feel so fortunate that I have the option to go back or to stay with a concert. And even if I get another Broadway show, I would still be concerting because I love it. Like, I would, you know, take some weekends off from the show and just make sure I'm still able to go and do that because it's important to me. And I love playing a character. I love it. And I love performing in New York and being on Broadway. It's like I came out of the womb wanting to do that. But I've also found this really great love for symphony, singing with symphonies as well.
Ashley Brown will be singing with members of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra as well as the Chicago Children's Choir starting on Friday, running through the 23rd. It's Merry Merry Chicago, the third year that the Chicago Symphony Center is taking this on. Ashley's second year being the guest vocalist. Like I said, you can find tickets at cso.org. Ashley, great to see you, and congrats and good luck with the run.
Thank you so much.